With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. When jumbo jets fly high overhead, safety specialists on the ground ensure people get to their destinations without a hitch. Ron Schubert is one of those specialists working out of a nondescript building on the northeast side of Albuquerque. He and his colleagues cover high-altitude traffic from West Texas through New Mexico and into Arizona. And since the partial federal government shutdown, he's been working for free.
My job is to work on communication systems, whether for radios, telephone systems, that for air traffic controllers to allow them to control air traffic.
So you can imagine that if Schubert didn't show up, flying would be perilous. But he continues to clock in every day, getting more nervous as the shutdown stretches into day 35.
I'm taking money out of my savings account now to pay for bills. I'm going to start working with the loan companies this month for my house payment, my car payment, my credit card payment. The insurance for my vehicle is due, so I'm going to be calling them, you know. And I'm working with my wife. My wife works, which helps a little bit, but there are some people that don't have that luxury of having another income coming in the house.
But Schubert adds with a waver in his voice, his family needs both incomes to pay the bills.
But next week, 2 weeks, I'm going to be going out for the loans and applying for unemployment. But I'm still going to have to go to work. And I have to pay for the gas to go back and forth to work. A lot of stuff don't stop, including eating and stuff like that. It hits people. It hits them hard. You know, I really don't like it at all.
President Trump on Thursday offered to reopen the government if Congress promises to give a down payment for his wall on the Mexico border. Democrats rejected his offer. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.